Doma came first, and I just cried. I teared up and stuff, and then the Prop 8 came. I'm excited about Doma, Prop 8, not so excited about the decision. I really would like to see that take shape on a federal level.
Gotcha. So the interface again. Now, practically, I know you're getting married in September. What does this mean to you and your partner?
It means that our relationship, our 23-year relationship, is going to finally be recognized at a federal level. We're going to be able to file taxes together. We're going to be able to get all the benefits and rights, for example, the rights of survivorship. We never had that before. If something happened to one of us, unless we had a will indicating what happens, there were no rights of survivorship. We were not recognized as a couple. We were just, in the eyes of the federal law, acquaintances.
I have to ask, you're also getting married in September. Did you choose to wait to get married until the Supreme Court ruled on this? I mean, did that have any factor into the decision as to when your wedding would take place?
No, not at all. We were going to get married in May, but our venue fell through and we found another fabulous venue. It's been very exciting planning a wedding.
Do you guys have kids, right?
We have one adopted daughter.
One adopted daughter. What do you tell her about this decision?
Well, she's 20 years old, so she has known our relationship all her life. She's known us as a couple all her life, and she recognizes all the injustice in the world, and she knows what this means for us, and she's very excited as well.
You mentioned the Prop 8 decision. Your reaction again to that? I mean, is that something you could probably see becoming federal law, or you hope to become federal law one day?
Well, the thing is, you know, the whole reason it was sent to the Supreme Court is because the state wasn't doing well, wasn't doing justice over it. So to see the Supreme Court let it go and just pass it up and kind of wimp out on it was very, very disappointing. And yes, I'd like to see it be law one day.
Stands now, the ban on same-sex marriage in California has been struck down. I mean, because the lower court ruling stands, I suppose.
Right, exactly. And they're going to keep it at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
So the Supreme Court, you know, is basically saying, we're not going to make a decision on it, leave it to California. Well, California's already done it. You know, what use is it sending it back to them? It's not going to change.